The Los Angeles City Council wants to sue Greg Abbott for giving them the illegal aliens they said they wanted. It's Friday, September 1st, 2023.
Texas Scorecard presents the day's first news for the Lone Star State. The Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.
Hey, thanks for kicking off the new month with the Texas Minute. Some state agencies in the Lone Star State are doing their very best to hide what they're doing with the taxpayers' money. More on that coming up, but first. Austin City Councilmember Mackenzie Kelly is requesting a comprehensive review and audit of homeless services and spending within the capital city. The city appropriated a record $81 million towards the city's homeless crisis in their 2023-24 budget. But the city's homeless crisis has been ongoing since 2019, when a law against public camping was repealed, allowing the homeless to camp throughout the city. This created a more dangerous public environment and a wildfire of public backlash, including a citizen-led petition with more than 126,000 signatures that brought back that ban. A local activist group now says that the city has spent $300 million on the homeless crisis over the last 4 years, with very little to show for it. Meanwhile, the city's homeless strategy officer, Diana Gray, resigned earlier this week amid growing concerns that there is not an effective strategy for addressing the problem. A Texas lawmaker is facing more legal trouble as a trial approaches over accusations that the Dallas Police Union charity that he headed took money intended for families of fallen officers. Freshman Republican State Representative Frederick Frazier of McKinney works for the Dallas Police Department, but he's been on administrative leave since last June. That's when Frazier was charged with two felony counts of impersonating a public servant, which are tied to campaign sign shenanigans during the 2022 Republican primary. But he faces a more immediate legal threat over a 2017 lawsuit. That's when Frazier was sued by Dallas Police Department Detective Katrina Ahearns, the widow of Dallas PD Senior Corporal Lauren Ahearns, who was one of five officers killed in the 2016 downtown Dallas sniper attack. Ahearns' lawsuit accuses Frazier and other leaders of the Dallas Police Association of stealing donations meant specifically for the families of the five slain officers. Frazier chaired the ATO at the time and is currently vice chairman of the organization. The trial is slated to begin on October 23rd. So the Los Angeles City Council has voted unanimously to pursue a lawsuit and criminal probe against Governor Greg Abbott and the state of Texas for busing illegal aliens to the city. Earlier this year, Abbott began sending buses full of illegal aliens north to relieve cities along the southern border. In June, Abbott sent the first busload of illegal aliens to LA because the city has declared itself to be a sanctuary for illegal aliens. Since then, Abbott has directed 10 additional buses delivering over 400 illegal aliens to Los Angeles. Similarly, Abbott has sent more than 30,000 illegal aliens to other Democrat-run cities, including New York, Chicago, and Washington, D.C. The Texas Minute will be right back.
Did you know you can watch Texas Scorecard on your TV? If you have a Roku or Apple TV device, download the free Texas Scorecard app. There, you can find all the great Texas Scorecard video content, like The Headline, The Luke Macias Show, Heads Up, and Scorecard documentaries. Download the Texas Scorecard app for free on Roku or Apple TV.
State agencies across Texas are attempting to charge exorbitant amounts of money in exchange for documents relating to diversity, equity, and inclusion and other leftist programs within their operations. A recent investigation into the Texas Department of Transportation led Texas Scorecard to discover leftist ideologies at play within the state agency. Bureaucrats at TxDOT have used taxpayer monies to promote preferred pronouns being listed in government email signatures, taxpayer-funded inclusivity training, and politically segregated employee resource groups. This prompted Texas Scorecard to launch more investigations into taxpayer-funded agencies across the state. While some handed over their documents willingly, others have requested large amounts of money to provide them. The Texas State Department of State Health Services requested a payment of $2,000 for their requested documents. The Texas Department of Criminal Justice wanted nearly $5,000. But taking the cake, however, was the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department, which has requested a whopping $48,000 for the records responsive to the request. It kind of makes you wonder what they're hiding, doesn't it? In the coming weeks, investigations into those agencies will make it clear what Texas bureaucracies are doing with Texans' money. You can check out the details of this story and the others mentioned today, as well as find the latest news and commentary at TexasScorecard.com. These articles were originally reported by Emily Madero, Sully Rice, Sydney Henry, and Aaron Anderson. The Texas Minute was produced today by Luke Marshall in the 1836 Studios. I look forward to seeing you out around Texas. Have a great weekend.
Thanks for listening to the first news of the day for the Lone Star State. This has been the Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.